Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Runez Radio, here to talk about Dev Intersection at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 30th and November 2nd. And of course, we're talking about development, but I've also got Steve Guggenheimer here, who's, you're an AI guy. How did this happen?
I love that, AI guy. I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
Well, we heard this a new group put together under Harry Shum, and you're running the global marketing?
No.
What are you running?
I'm in PM. I'm on the program management side.
Oh, wow.
So program management for basically business AI solutions.
Okay.
And then helping with sort of the left to right Microsoft AI platform. If you think about sort of AI, we brought Joseph Sirosha's team in, so we have sort of the platform level. We had all the cognitive services and bot framework. So that that basically provides a new generation platform for AI on top of Azure, of
course. Lots of tooling for devs to explore on the platform and try things out.
More coming, so that's awesome. And then we're also building a set of solutions, essentially, on top of the AI platform, and we'll talk more about that as we get a little further out, but I'm spending most of my time trying to figure that part out and build a new team.
That's exciting. So by the fall, we're going to have some great things to announce?
I think we'll have a lot to talk about by fall.
I bet.
Think on both the platform side and the solution side, I'm pretty excited. It's we talked a little bit at Build. There's three things we're doing. We're sort of building the platform, and you'll hear more. We're infusing it into our own products, so we showed some pretty cool stuff about how we use it inside of Office or any of the products we use.
Sure.
And then lastly, figuring out how to build real-world solutions. I mean, AI is still, to some degree, a set of building blocks.
Yeah.
And it's not that straightforward yet.
And it's a term that's changed a number of times. I mean, it's decades old.
Yeah.
What do you call it now? Like, what's distinct about it? Why is it important today?
Well, I love that when I got out of university, 30 years ago, my roommate coming fresh, it was a Lisp programmer, went and worked for Lockheed. So it's not like AI is, new.
Nope. The Lisp guys, the Prolog guys, back in those days.
But what's happened is there's sort of three things, which is the cloud gives us compute at scale. Because you really need scale for compute. And we just, unless you worked at a big company or university, it's just hard to work on
that. Sure,
Two is, look, it takes a lot of data. You want to build models, you want to train models. And so the growth of data, 90% in the last 2 years of the data?
So there's so much more data available now, and the internet sort of democratizes access to everything.
Right. So you need, large sets of data, cloud at scale, and then truthfully, the science behind it, the research, in terms of the algorithms that are getting built, which are still running at a mile a minute.
Sure.
Those three things have come far enough along that we can sort of take AI now and build a platform that developers, from everywhere can take advantage of. Now, there's still a certain amount of work because it's not a, hire your architect and build your dev plan and miss your milestone by 3 months or so, but ship something. It's build a model, iterate on the model, ask, get some new data sources, maybe try some different tools and different techniques because we're still evolving. So it's still in a stage where we're learning and we're running sort of full speed, but it's something that everybody can participate in now. All developers can start to take advantage of this, of the platform and the tools.
Because it's stuff right? We learned last year at the EE track at Dev Intersection, they were talking a lot about cognitive services and those REST endpoints.
Yep, REST endpoints.
Just a REST endpoint. You can call to it, try it out.
And training, you go from two levels, which is, hey, we can give you models or cognitive services that are well trained, but we can also give you the tools to sort of fine tune them for yourself
and test your own models.
Create, the example I always use with vision, look, we can use, all of the Bing essentially and all of the photos there to create an incredible tool set. But, and so if I hold a picture of a cow in front of the computer versus a pig, it'll say, oh, that's a cow.
Right.
If I want to know what kind of cow, somebody who actually cares and has pictures of their house.
Has deep cow knowledge?
Exactly, DCN. or DCK actually, sorry, I spelled that wrong. But you have to then train the model for that. And we are giving people the choice, like, hey, here's the baseline, but here's also a tool set for training, and whether that's language or whether that's vision or speech. So we're getting that nice blend of sort of depth and flexibility, which is what people are really after.
Yeah, very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I'm looking forward to see exactly what you present. I'm excited that this is so organized, that a group specifically focused on it. So I'm happy to have a room at the event so that we just can focus on those subjects, let people explore it, so maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
And bringing out some of your folks, some really smart people to teach more about it. And if this is exciting to you, we'd love to see you at Dev Intersection. Come to the AI track.
Yeah.
Sign up today with a workshop package and we'll hook you up with an Xbox One S or a VR headset. You can go to devintersection.com. That's in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. And we'll see you there.